Anyway. Sorry, so my life. My life, got married, bought the house, had the child. I know a lot of you girls are going, oh my god, does sperm live? Yeah, I got one swimmer up there, woo! And I'm a happy man, I'll tell you that. And it's a beautiful thing, I'm not gonna go on about, childbirth is so beautiful, a miracle. And it was a cool little thing. It was like 9 months, and you gotta go now to these classes. They're not even called Lamaze anymore, birthing class. Like, all right, what are they going to teach? And they teach you everything. They got videos, they show you the equipment, they show you these knitting needles, they show you everything that could or would or might go happen and go wrong. You're like, oh, get me out of here. But thank God they did. Because my wife starts the whole, at the end of the gestation period, starts the whole delivery process, otherwise called labor. This went in for 36 hours. We went into the hospital, we left the hospital. We went back in, we spent the night. They put her on morphine. They had her doing this. They had tubes. They went in, they broke her water, they fixed her water, they sent in a water boy. It was they had tubes up, and at one point this she was on all fours, in bed with like four tubes coming in and out. I'm trying to get the scores of the game in her eyeballs, going, we got cable, I know it, come on. Monitors literally out the yin yang, and it was everywhere. It was just so. And then finally, we end up with Jack Nicholson as the doctor. After 36 hours, he walks up to us and goes, scrub up, man, we're going in after it. I got the scrubs on, the booties, the hat. I'm like, oh, snap, snap. You know, I'm looking like ER. So I walk in, and there my wife is stretched out. She's got the thing over her breast, and she's looking at me. And this is like 36 hours. Finally, they give her the spinal hemangioma, whatever. She looks at me and goes, the nurses here are so nice. Like, okay, her and drugs are one. That's cool. So, all of a sudden, the doctor looks over the sheet, and he goes, you may not want to watch the incision, but I'll tell you when, you know. So all of a sudden, he leans over the sheet and goes, it's baby time. I stand up, and the first thing I see is my about-to-be newborn baby girl. Her head is sticking out of the side of my wife. The doctor has her ears, her head, he's pulling her up, and she's not coming out. Her neck is growing, that's all that's happening. She got her, these long, long necks, she got one hand out, she went, oh. Her back in, the child back in, they did this washing machine move. I'm thinking they're playing Jack in the Box now. I'm looking for the prank. Boom, it's out, it's a girl. Hey, I'm like, ah, it's slimy, it's dirty, let's go, hose it off. I'm out of here. No, they take it to the back 40 of the ER. It's time for a test. It's time for a test. A test. You girls know what this is? A test is, what's it called? Again, with the parentheses. My little girl gets a 9.9. Yeah, apparently there was a Russian judge didn't like the drool or something. So the real miracle happens when we take her home. We take her home, my wife starts nourishing her through these wonderful things that I've always admired as a child. I was always a big breast man, and now they function. They have a business. They have a job. And the thing, the Mother Nature miracle is, it's two taps, no waiting. I love that idea. And my little girl's name, Jillian. It was Jillian's Juice Bar, 24 hours a day. Two taps, no waiting. It was so cool, but the thing, Mother Nature forgot about this little juice bar, these two taps. There's no shut-off valves. I found this out at the 4 o'clock in the morning feeding. My wife goes to switch breasts. I got a milk rainbow coming across the bed. All of a sudden, I look like a dog on a hot August day. I'm like, milk was pretty good, actually. Then it was time for her to leave, and she has to leave the milk behind. There's appliances for these guys. It's like a toenail thing. Appliances, breast pumps. You know what I'm talking? Breast pumps. I never knew anything about this. What a job. You know, we actually, there's two of them. There's a manual breast pump and an electric one. Manual breast pump we tried first. Little Puerto Rican guy. Hey, nice tips, lady. No. I said that because you guys were good at it, I did, all right? So anyway. So she hooked up, and it didn't suck. She hated it. It was like 9 hours of... And all she got was like a Popeye arm. She got like maybe a half a pint of milk in this huge... It was like... And she's complaining. I go, well, now you know how I felt after 9 months. So then her girlfriend says, hey, try my electric pump. Well, no, I thought it was a dance. Electric pump. Well, no, there's actually this electric. She hooks herself. Now, apparently, you ladies don't let your man in the same county when you hook yourself up to one of these things, and there's a reason for this. I'm walking around the house. My wife's got this hooked up. Out of somewhere in the crannies of our new home, I hear, what the hell? I'm going, die, die, die. And I can see the girls going, oh, God, he knows the sound. Oh, no. He broke the sorority. He knows. I do, and so I'm searching for the sound. I'm looking. I'm opening doors, looking. Finally, I get to the door. Boom, I open up. There's my wife. And guys, the reason I'm going like this with my arm is because when I look down, my wife's hooked up on that note, on that suction, on that sound, on that note right there. I look down. My wife, her nipple is about 5 inches long. There is something on the end of her breast, something not unlike a nightcrawler, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm looking down there, and maybe I can go fishing tomorrow. She's pissed, she rips the thing off, leaves it at me. It's still plugged in, I catch it, hook it up. 5 inches. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.